Jess and Ducko, welcome to the podcast and thanks for being here.
Oh, it was a very fun show. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's going to be an adjective we use a lot.
Yeah.
Fun show ahead.
Oh, I know. So much fun.
So much fun.
We learned that the heart smells like a mushroom, apparently. You gave some weird body facts.
Yeah. That's right. Jess. Has your wife responded to you yet, Ducko? You did text her earlier.
She's still asleep, which is concerning because we're meant to go to the gym this morning together, but she is still asleep.
Okay.
She did come in, I think, got home at midnight or 11 from work last night.
All right. Now, she is a cardiac theatre nurse. Yeah. She should know.
She should know.
And I need her to back up this cardiac surgeon who's taken to the internet to say, heart smell like mushroom.
You know what I'd find, though? Nick, your wife are probably the same. She's so, like doctor nursey about things. Like, I'd be like, does the heart smell like a mushroom? She'd be like, what? As if we can smell through all our PPE gear and there's no time. And I'll be like, yeah, but
it's just you
heart.
And me, babe.
As if you wouldn't smell hard. If I was in cardiac surgery, I would be touching things. I'd be cruising around. I'd be flicking the utensils around, dropping in the corpse. Like, my bad. I'll get that out of his intestines.
Do you know it was a fun body fact which I didn't share with you, but I'll share with you now. We're revisiting the topic. Apparently, surgeons don't always put organs back exactly where they found them. The body just naturally goes, that's not where the spleen goes and will work itself back into its spot.
What?
As long as it's attached to all the pipes and rods and all that sort of gear, the body will just sort of naturally put you back in order. So it's not like the game Operation where you've got to literally put the knee bone back in the knee.
Yeah.
It just sort of works. Maybe it's more organs, not bones.
Yeah, probably not the bone.
When I busted my collarbone, it was into four pieces.
Yes.
Mm. And it was all over the place. It was like a zigzag. One piece was kind of out of place. And I was just like, oh, you'll have to put a plate to put that back together. And he's just like, nah. Pretty much just like lassoes itself and drags itself back into place. It'll be slightly wonky, and it is.
But like a starfish.
But essentially, it's
incredible,
just like,
hey.
It'll works work itself out.
Also, after marrying a nurse who's a theatre nurse and hearing about, I've heard from every, you know, sort of theatre, cardiac theatre, I've heard of
brain neuro,
shoulder, like, what do you call them? Shoulder and
orthopedic.
So, man, I never want to get surgery on me. Surgeons, albeit they do a great job, they have to, but like, you know, you hear the things that are going on and how they just chuck the organs on the table, bang, do this, do that, chuck them back in, a bit of bone flying here and there, listening to music, or having a chat, you know, like just talking away, doing their own thing.
I thought it was bad one time. I went to the dentist and it was very invasive teeth stuff and they started talking about the receptionist's eyebrow tattoo job, like the dentist and the dental nurse.
Assistant, were
you know, bitching about the height, the recepo, and yeah. I thought that was really inappropriate.
Because you were just there in the chair.
I was in there, and people like, "Can you concentrate while you file my teeth down?" In surgery.
Oh man,
a bit more serious.
Wild
stuff.
Yeah.
Please don't talk about anything except my, you know, bits and pieces.
Yeah, your filing of teeth.
Yeah, also, exactly. You know?
As if they're not like, got a heart, hold it. Look, hey, I got a heart.
Hot potato.
They just drop it. hey guys, right now I need to talk to you. I'm having some.
Okay.
I'm having.
That's a whole job.
Here's Ed Sheeran.
No, Ducko.
You be quiet. Okay, I need some advice. My teenage daughter, Pam, my fur baby, pandemic Pam.
Okay.
She's in her teenage years. She's about 2.5. I believe that's thereabouts teenage years for a dog.
Mate. Producer Snooze told me teenage years are 9 months.
Oh, God. Okay. I don't know what age she is then right now.
She's midlife crisis.
Well. I tell you what, I hope it's hormones because she is being moody.
Moody.
She's about to buy a Harley.
Yeah. She's just being so up and down lately, moody-wise. But with us, like, we have lots of dog sitters come and go from our house if we're away or whatever, and loves them. Always so good to them.
Good, nice, glowing review.
Oh, get so excited to be around them. When it's just Morgan and I, she's a bit like, you're annoying me. You're getting a bit lame. When, like yesterday, I put up on my Instagram story. When I came home, I'd been home already that day once. When I came home the second time for the day, I hadn't seen her for a few hours. Normally, she'd be up at the door all excited. She lay on the couch, perched on the side of the couch, looked at me and like gave a half tail wag.
I did see this on your story. That was really heartbreaking for me. Because all I thought, if my dog doesn't greet me at the door, it's going to be a sad day.
Well, I mean, to be fair, she did greet me the first time I came home, and this was the second time. So she's sort of like, okay, you've had your day.
She's a bit like, you're old news.
Yeah, you're old news. But normally, every time I'd come home when she was like younger, it was every greet was so excited. She'd bring me a toy, gets all happy. When it's raining, she won't come up to the fence to greet me because it's wet. She'll stand inside the door and just like wait for me to come in.
You're right?
You're good? Yeah, come down here.
You know how to open the gate. Yeah, just a little latch.
Yeah.
Reach over.
You come down to me. She's been audibly sighing, like genuinely audibly sighing. crying. Like, I think she gets that from her mother because Morgan does that. But she'll genuinely be like, I'll hear on the couch, like,
had she just opened the dishwasher and seen you hadn't stacked it properly or something? She's going, ah,
peasants. And, and then when I'm in bed, because you know she sleeps in our bed, when she like kicks me and stuff like that, I can tell. And she gets so excited when my alarm goes off in the morning. She used to, when she was a puppy, get up with me, go out, go to the toilet, sit with me while I made my smoothie, and then I'd put her back into bed. Now, it's like I go to bed, I go have a shower, come back to the room, we'll see the room as I walk past. She's under my cover on my pillow.
Oh, she's excited she's to like, kick you out.
Yeah, she's
she
taking
gets
over.
Room.
She gets more room.
Oh, yeah. Mate, I
she's full teenager and she's off diddy.
She's off diddy.
I get tired of saying this, but it's really annoying when you like pretend as though you've got a real child.
Yeah.
It's a first child.
Don't pretend it's real.
And this is similar as well. Our real human children, when they're with the grandparents, they're with the babysitter, they are little angels.
Angels.
And then when we get home, they're not that interested in you.
No.
They're off you. Yeah. They're naughty. I don't know what it is, but
why are we the worst?
Like
why are we
child.
Our worst selves for the people closest to us?
You always hurt the people you love most. You know?
Always hurt the people you
I've
love most.
I've got to keep
most.
Reminding myself that, you know.
Yes.
But yeah, when
someone needs to sit down with Pam and have that lesson with
have
her.
That chat with her. Because when I see the dog sitters who look after, they send you videos and updates. And it's always Pam so excited playing with them and like, oh, her recall's great. Oh, she does whatever you want, Laura.
And posing like a little angel.
Oh, and we're with us, it's just not the same, you know?
Well, maybe we just need to have a chat about, you know, it's not forever, Pam, you know. Everybody, it's only for a certain amount of time. Let's cherish those moments.
You
together.
Want Ducko to sit down with his dog and say, Daddy's going to die one day and you're going to feel real bad that you weren't nice to me.
Well, the truth is probably that Pam will.
Hey, oh, oh Pam will go first. Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Oh, you know.
Don't let Nick sit down with Pam. She'll get real depressed. The internet asked medical professionals for wild body facts that the average person might not know.
Oh, yes.
And the medical professionals have delivered.
Cool.
A cardiac anesthesiologist. The heart smells like mushroom.
No.
Really?
What?
My wife should know that because she's a cardiac theatre nurse, so she sees hearts daily.
Does she smell hearts daily?
I'll text her. I mean, she's asleep right now because she got home late, but she should know.
She should know. She's never shared with you what the heart smells like. And I know in those surgeries and those operating theatres, before COVID, always masked up.
Yep.
So I wonder how this guy has smelt it because you know he's muffled essentially.
Yeah.
But maybe he's had
smell it.
Maybe had a
cheeky whiff. If you're not taking off the mask and just going... Yeah,
just having a little whiff of the heart.
What an interesting little tidbit.
Button, Porcini?
He's just gone with mushrooms.
Okay.
I'll write back to the man on the internet and say,
thank
what sort, please? Sautéed in butter and thyme? Who knows?
Oh,
they're yummy. Yeah. Humans, on average, have just as many hairs on their body as a chimpanzee, but our hairs are a lot shorter and finer.
Wow.
So we're essentially, and if you do rub your face, even as ladies, you know, you've got little hairs everywhere on every part of your body.
Yeah.
But they are almost blonde. You can catch them in the light sometimes.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Which are the evolutions of chimps, you know.
Totally. How's this one? You'll like this one, Gilly.
Yeah.
Humans are bioluminescent and we glow in the dark, but the light we emit is 1,000 times weaker than what the human eye can actually pick up. Wow. We're glow in the dark.
That's cool.
Isn't that so cool?
I love stuff like that. Like the fact that we never touch anything. Do you realize that? That the magnetic forces of the atoms between each item means that you'll get very, very close, but you'll never actually touch anything. It feels like you are because it's depressing your skin and stuff, but you'll never. The seat you're sitting on, you're hovering very, very slightly above.
Am I levitating?
Yep.
I'm levitating. I'm a doer. When you cry, this one's wild. You know when you cry and your nose becomes runny?
Yeah.
Did you all assume that was just like a bit of snot?
Yeah, a bit of mucus.
It's your tears.
Coming out your nose.
What? It's coming out your nose. How weird's that?
Nose tears.
It's nose tears, which makes me, because sometimes, you know, when they're really hard-hitting films or TV shows, they leave in the snot or the actor's really like passionate about it and they don't wipe it away. I'm like, ew, wipe it away. It makes me feel so much better now. It's not snotty.
It's tears.
It's tears. It's fine. Don't wipe it away. How's this one? Oh, God. Some women, not me, maybe producer snooze, can feel the exact moment an egg is released from the ovary during ovulation. They feel a little pop.
Oh, wow.
How weird's that?
Yeah, that is wild.
How weird's that? I like this one too, just to wrap us up. If you say, your breath will come out warm. Try it now.
Yeah.
But if you say, comes out cool.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Why?
I don't know. The guy didn't give any extra information.
That is strange.
Isn't that so weird? Warm and cold, warm and cold. How cool's the body, man?
The body is so strange.
And there's so much. It's like the deep blue sea. There's so little we know. Yeah. Until internet threads come along like this and tell you that you've got as much hair as a chimpanzee. This is why I pay for laser from my eyebrows down.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
You don't see a lot of reviews these days for like movies and TV shows and stuff like that. I don't know why. They just seem to have faded into the background a little bit. Particularly big, big movies. You just don't see them anymore.
Yeah, particularly like because everyone's just got an opinion now.
Yeah.
So there's no one like professionally paid to do it.
Yes. Everyone gets their...
Two cents,
which is great. Really, really great. Anyway, so Byron Bay has been around on Netflix for a little while. It's about a bunch of influencers up in Byron.
Yeah.
Kind of just doing their thing. Now, this has been going around for a while. There have been a lot of people who kind of hate watch this show. I don't know how the figures are, but, you know, it's not knocking Bridgerton off top spot
or anything. It's on Netflix, yeah. It's not killing it or anything.
No.
Which is why I think better than watching the show is watching this review. So you might remember the show At the Movies with David and Margaret. Mm. Margaret Pomerantz was on there. And it's an ABC show. And it's two people kind of a little bit older, kind of with very differing opinions, very strong opinions on movies, often with slightly stuffy, old-fashioned opinions.
Yep, yep. I was going to say sophisticated.
Yep.
Nothing commands, like, authority like the name Margaret.
Yes,
don't you
totally.
Think?
At the Movies with
At
Margaret.
At the Movies with Margaret and David.
Well, somebody's made Margaret Pomerantz watch Byron Bay's.
Great.
And she has put together her review, and I'll tell you what, it's a commanding review.
Good evening, I'm Margaret Pomerantz. Byron Bay is known for its natural beauty, celebrity resonance, and relaxed approach to shoes and sides. And in Netflix series Byron Bay's, local creatives meet influencers from interstate in a bold experiment asking, what if someone from the Gold Coast moved 1 hour away?
Finally here in Byron. Yes.
But these aren't your everyday garden variety wankers. These are Australia's social media elite.
Where did they find dragon bones?
There's some in Australia.
If one could be forgiven for seeing these characters as soulless, superficial rat humans, Byron Bay's can ultimately be summed up with one word.
These people are a vibe.
Earthy vibe.
Vibe, vibe.
Vibe, vibe.
And that word is dog shit.
Margaret, sassy me.
She's doing gear out there.
Yeah. Did she just say dog shit?
She did.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
If you can get the 3-minute version, it's all gold. It was very hard to cut down to 45 seconds, but get around it. Margaret Pomerantz's review of Byron Bay.
So do you think she liked it?
It's hard to say.
She enjoyed it, yeah. New edition of Big Brother, out right now, of course, continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7, but it's got the OG contestants like Tim Dormer and Reggie and those people, and Tully, Drew, all the names coming back, and then it's got some of the new contestants.
Mm-hmm.
And how this Big Brother works, it's not just the audience deciding every week, you know, you got to win the challenges, then you get up for nomination, you can put up for nomination, and then basically the house forms pacts and alliances. And then they vote people out.
And it's all been pre-recorded, right?
It's all been pre-recorded.
Yeah, back in the day it was all live, so we really saw things in real time in 24 hours, whereas now it's much more packaged up,
yes,
wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And everyone forms these big groups and packs. It looks like the OG housemates are forming an alliance against the new people, like our boy Joel, the newie local. He got evicted last night. He joins us now on the line. Hello, mate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Joel, caught up on your Instagram last night, and you looked a little salty when you got kicked out. How are you feeling now? Obviously, the dust is a bit settled, but was it a surprise to you?
Oh, look, it really wasn't a surprise. I knew I was playing a high-risk, high-reward game.
Mm-hmm.
Winning challenges, you put a big target on your back. So, really, I knew it was just a matter of time until I slipped up and then, yeah, got the axe.
And, yeah, too much of a threat.
And is there any chance that they're some kind of reinsert, some kind of intruder back in? Are you a chance to get back in somehow?
Oh. Well, look, you got to wait and see. You got to watch the show, mate. I can't be giving out spoilers.
Yeah. Sure you can.
Come on, Joel.
And you had your love affair, of course, in the house with Alicia. You were sort of into it, and then you're like, hey, I don't want to do this. Haven't felt the urge to kiss you. And then she got all upset.
Yep.
And I feel like that could have been your undoing. And then you went back with her. Now, what's the go with Alicia? Are we still talking outside the house?
Well, I'm actually dating someone else now.
Someone else from the house?
And, no, not from the house. Not from the house. But it was funny, the first time I ran into Alicia was actually on a date with my new girl.
So she's obviously still in the house. So you come out of the house, you're living your best life. Yeah. I was on Big Brother. That's a great conversation starter. There's no way to tell Alicia, hey, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Was that awkward?
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely was. Like, yeah.
Did she think you were out there waiting for her?
Yeah. Well, look, this was actually a fair bit after, you know, Big Brother had finished. We sort of hadn't really reconnected yet. And then... I was just one day. I was in Bondi having some dinner, and we just like looked over to my left, and I've seen Alicia, and I've gone, "Oh my goodness!"
Oh, wow, did you send the message via the diary room? This is Big Brother.
Did you say hi to her straight away, or did you that awkward look down and go, "Babe, you won't believe it. That thing I did, that Big Brother thing. There's a girl from the house there." Or what'd you do?
Yeah, that's literally what happened. And then I said, "Look, prepare yourself. She's coming in. She's about to walk in the door."
Now, Joel, this might not be true still, but I know that before you went into the house, you were doing a little bit of work at Bunnings as well. I want to move away from Big Brother just for a sec. I've got a two-part Bunnings question for you.
Are you going to ask for DIY tips?
Here we go.
I mean, I could be here all day asking for DIY tips.
He can tell you
tips.
Where anything is in any aisle.
Well, that's what I want to know. Yeah. First of all, here's the two-part question. First of all, do you have to do a test before you start as an aisle locator? And part two, if you're stacking shelves, do you get annoyed if somebody asks you where something is?
Well, look, no, there's no test, but you know what? When people do ask me, I don't get annoyed. I love it. When I was working at Bunnings, I thought it was great because when you're stacking shelves and you know where everything is, like it's almost like a special skill. You know, someone asks you where the nails are.
Well, great. That's how you're kind of exercising that brain muscle.
That's right.
That's so good.
Oh, this is just bringing back memories.
Memories that you probably didn't want brought back.
Which Bunnings did you work at? Was it the Katara, the big one?
It was a Katara, the best one in the area, by the way.
There you go. I always find it fascinating people who work at Bunnings. Like, it is a skill.
Yeah.
It is a real skill.
Because I feel like if someone does tap you on the shoulder, you might be filling up, you know, the nail section, but someone will come and ask you about a paint recommendation. You really just have to know everything at Bunnings.
You've got to be well-rounded.
Yeah. I mean, like you, Joel, I mean, used to work at Bunnings, dabbles in modelling, Bachelor of Technology in Renewable Energy Technologies, studying that, builder by trade, vegan by choice. Talk about all-rounder.
Yeah.
What is going on, bro?
And have you still retained the knowledge? Like, where are the toilet seats in Bunnings Katara?
Oh, they're all on the back wall, the aisle 34.
There you go, aisle 34.
Gilly's going to go and check now.
He's going to hold you to that.
You can test me if you want.
Love it.
I love it. Well, Big Brother continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 7. Joel, I suppose we'll see you maybe again sooner or on the reunion episode when we vote for our top three. Is that the next time you're on?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be.
Okay.
I'll see you guys then.
Perfect, mate. Thanks for joining us. Here's Bruno Mars right now. There you go. Got all your Bunnings gear out, Gilly?
Yeah. I've got heaps more questions, but I feel as though Joel's got better things to do.
Let's marry you. Nick Jessen, .com, hit 106.9.
Disney on Ice presents Into the Magic, July school holidays.
Four tickets are nice to Disney on Ice for your family.
Anyway, to get these four tickets to Disney on Ice, all you got to do is sing your favourite Disney song and we shall be the judge of who sings it best for the day.
That's right. From Garden Suburb, we've got Rebecca and little Ella on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Ella. What are you going to sing for us today?
You want to build a...
Snowman.
Oh, from Frozen.
That's great. As is
Epic. How do they know our name? Because
we told them their name.
Who are friend? These people we're talking to, Mum? Is this Nanny and Poppy?
Who have you got me on the phone with?
Ella is
Auntie and niece.
Ella, is Olaf your favourite character in Frozen?
You have to say yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, well, you've got to give it your all, ladies. Give it your all to win these tickets. You take it away whenever you're ready.
Ready, set, go.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, go away. I'm never seeing anymore.
It's like you've gone away. Or come out the door. It's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies. And now we're not. I wish you'd tell me why. You want to build a snowman.
Oh,
go very away, good.
It's done.
Okay. Ella heard the applause.
Oh, that was very good.
That was very good.
That's going to be tough to beat.
She's just wrapping it up because her friends are there. All right, well, okay. You guys hold the line there. You've done well, Ellie.
She said it's cold outside.
Oh, let's go to Mount Hunt, Sophie and Zach. Hey, guys.
Hi.
You have got a little task in front of you there. You just heard Rebecca and Ella belt out a Frozen classic. What are you guys going to sing for us?
What do we got, Dad?
Hakuna Matata.
That is a classic.
I love it. Now, Zach's a little bit soft there. You got to get right up to the phone, buddy, because we want to hear you nice and clearly, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
Well done. Well done. Who's the fan, Sophie or Zach?
Yeah. Sophie was.
Mum wants free tickets.
Mum needs this.
Wow, they were both very, very good.
They were very good.
It's going to be a tough choice
here. That is really tough.
They were both so passionate.
They were, but I just think for rhythm and storytelling and harmony.
Right.
I think we've got to go with Beck and Ella.
You reckon Beck and Ella?
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think Beck and Ella. I think they just had a high proportion of the lyrics just nailed. Both had very good passion.
Yeah, they did have passion.
Well done, Thank Ella.
Thank you. I cheered that. I can't wait.
That's all yours. Enjoy it. If you missed out today, don't.
Bye, Ella.
Bye, Ella. We'll just leave Ella. We'll leave Ella's mic on. Ella can just have a field day. Anything else you want to say, Ella? Or are you good?
I love the Wiggles. That's
perfect.
I love the Wiggles. Is that what she said? Yeah.
I think so.
It's good to get that out there.
Gilly, you inspired me last year.
Oh.
How vulnerable, how open you were sharing with us the diary you found.
My 17-year-old.
Your 17-year-old diary. Because if I'm honest, boys, I also found some diaries recently. I kept journals when I was 19, traveling around Europe.
Bizarre.
I did exchange in London for 6 months.
Okay.
Wow.
And I kept some journals and I found them. And I hate myself is maybe too strong of a word, but it's not good, boys. Yeah. It's not good. Who I was at 19 is not who I am at 31. And that's all right to say. And it's funny because Snoozy and I, producer Snooze, were having a conversation yesterday. She's a bit younger than us, but I was like, your 20s are for trouble, babe. Your 20s are for trouble. Just live your life. Do whatever you want, you know.
Says the 31-year-old.
Says the 31-year-old.
Speaking to the guy who did his diary when he was 17, who hasn't changed a bit.
True, but it kind of that conversation, thinking about how vulnerable and open you were, Gilly, I think I'd also like to share.
Okay.
Well, your new diary segment.
Yeah.
She's just a traveling girl, writing in her diary. Embarrassment's a guarantee. She's just a traveling girl.
So as I said, I'm 19, I'm on exchange in London, and what you need to know is I've just broken up with the guy I went over with. I did go with a boyfriend from Melbourne.
Yeah.
And we broke up because I started having flirts with an Italian dude who was living in the student accommodation.
Okay. While you were with your boyfriend?
Yeah, and I was like, this is in a props. I thought I was going to marry this guy. I was 19. I was an idiot.
The Italian or the other dude?
No, the other dude. Okay, but then I meet the Italian. I'm like, oh, there are other human beings in the world. There are other cultures in the world I've not yet discovered.
Yeah.
So we ended things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to pick it up in September of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I am head over heels. Okay. I'm 19. Just remember. Okay.
Yeah.
What's that saying? Tall, dark, and drop-dead gorgeous? Lorenzo and I just have so much to talk about.
Lorenzo.
He said the Australian accent is the sexiest of all accents. Yeah, right, buddy. Have you heard that Brazilian chick staying here talk? Anyway, just take the compliment, Jess. Australia is obviously really exotic to people on the other side of the world. We found a cute little Vietnamese place near the accommodation for dinner when we came up for air. I don't know what that's meant to
mean. Oh, you've been too busy. Yeah, even the sheets.
That's so gross.
When we came up for air.
It was really yum, but I spilt my Sprite. That's okay.
Details.
No one came to clean it up, though. That's okay, too. I stole the rice serving spoon as revenge.
Mm-hmm. No one cleaned my Sprite?
Well, how dare you?
The rice serving spoon is mine.
Lorenzo and I accidentally found Shakespeare's Globe Theatre today. I love Shakespeare, and Lorenzo thought it was so awesome that I'd played Juliet in Romeo and Juliet once. Got me to recite some of the lines for him, and I couldn't really remember much other than the "Oh Romeo, Romeo" bit. So I was just improvising, and he was eating it up. As we walked past a little stall selling kids' toys, he picked up a toy monkey and wrapped its arms around me. And we stood there in the middle of this market, like the only two people in the world.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Honestly, it's the most romantic, sweet thing a guy has ever done.
Oh, God.
Just me, him, and his monkey.
No.
He didn't end up buying it.
Oh, Lorenzo.
Oh, God. Is Hollywood watching this? Is Martin Scorsese directing from the sky?
Oh, yeah, because he loves a rom-com, Martin Scorsese, famously.
Is this the sequel to The Notebook? I don't know.
Wait, it's raining. As we walked out of the tube, it started raining. Oh. Cue romance. Lorenzo, handsome and a thinker. He'd brought an umbrella and he held it up for both of us. You can't walk side by side under an umbrella without touching, right? It's completely reasonable that I slipped my arm through his just so we could coordinate our steps. I just bought these shoes. I know it's only been a week since I broke up with Michael, or the ex, but my heart, I can't tell her no.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
how yuck is that?
That is horrible. I don't know if there's even vomit in my mouth. I think it's gone to the bile stage.
Oh, my God. I go pretty hard pretty quick. That's still a trait I have.
Yeah. Totally.
Like I say, I watch, you know, Cobra Kai. I'm going to be Karate Kid and I join karate.
Yeah, yeah.
Other things.
Phases. You have phases.
I go through
phases
passion. Really. I've got passion real hard, but like I literally broke up with this guy a week ago.
And you're already
in
love.
And now I'm shacked up with this Italian.
And his monkey.
And his monkey,
like so prepared. Like who in London would have thought to bring an umbrella?
I know, what a
handsome
guy. Because
that place is famously very dry and sunny.
And I've like underlined and bolded and. Handsome and a thinker. Just the two qualities any girl needs.
And the very first line is great. What's the saying? Tall, dark and drop dead gorgeous? No, that's not the saying.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I can tell you moving forward, Lorenzo is not on the scene for very long.
Oh, jeez. Oh, but no. You're in love.
I had a bit of like a United Nations, like meet all the countries.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and he'd come up from air, you know.
Come up for air. Yeah. Ew.
Had he been snorkeling? What have you been doing?
Maybe I don't remember getting my scuba ticket to go deep water diving, but
it's just yuck, isn't it?
It's just really yuck.
Yeah.
Question going
Cringe.
Forward: are we going chronological?
Oh yes, we have.
Or
to.
Are we just picking and choosing?
I think
from
we
your
should
diary?
Go chronological.
Yeah, I think we need to.
Okay. Just so you can keep track of.
Yeah, great.
My head.
I can't believe you two both used to keep diaries. I never kept.
Like, mine's cool. I did it whilst I was travelling on exchange. Gilly kept it just from his bedroom. Like,
I've got travel diaries too, and life diaries.
Okay, let me get through mine. We'll go circle back to your other life diaries.
Hit 106.9, 10K Alphabucks. Alphabucks. Yes, we are desperate for this to go off. You know how it works. 30 seconds, 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice, and if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We come back if there's time. Stepping up today from Gilston Heights, we've got Hayden. Come on, Hayden, how are you going?
How you going, mate? I'm going well.
Good, right. Haydos. You ready to go? Have you prepped for this?
I have been sitting in my car at the front of my work for a while and the boss just walked past me and gave me dirty, so I'm ready.
Okay.
Gave you dirty. All right, let's not muck around. Yeah. Hayden, it's not a solid letter for your brother. It's why. Well, it's why.
You never know.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
No, that's all right.
Delilah.
Come on, Hayden. You can do it, mate.
Yeah, we believe in you, Haydo. Yeah. Let's show the boss why you were sitting in your
car. That's it.
Pardon me for winning 10 grand on a Tuesday morning,
sir. What's your boss's name, Hayden?
Oh.
Steve. Just make one up.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve!
Shout out, Steve.
Hang on,
Steve. Could be my last paycheck.
Hayden, why? All right?
Why? All right, let's do it.
Here we go. Your time will start after the first question. Starting with the letter Y, we need you to name a part of an egg.
Yolk.
An occupation.
Oh. Pass.
A girl's name.
Yasmin.
A type of boat.
Yellow submarine.
A colour.
Yellow.
A brand.
Yamaha.
An animated series.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
A song title.
You're the one.
A board game.
It wasn't bad.
Mate,
wasn't
he got Yu-Gi-Oh. I think you get extra points.
Credit for Yu-Gi-Oh. It's because we've been talking about Yu-Gi-Oh lately a little bit.
Yeah.
Mate, you did very well. Seven. Well done.
Yeah.
And a double pass to Newcastle Comedy Festival. See Sarah Gall, wife at Newcastle City Hall on May 27th. She's got a new album out too.
Legend. I'll see you on the basketball court, Nick.
Oh, Hayden.
Bang.
Look forward to it.
Do you play against him, do you, Hayden?
Yeah. He smoked this last game, but...
I mean, that's not a term we hear often about his team.
What team do you play for, Hayden?
A little colourful team called the Spiders.
The Spiders. Oh, we've got a great rivalry, Hayden.
That's what you always come on going, damn the Spiders,
damn,
man.
The Day Trippers v. the Spiders.
Oh, it's a big game.
It's
David game.
And Goliath.
I think the Spiders like it when I play because I shoot at about 10%.
Yeah, you're great. You're good for us.
You're good for us. You may as well play for the Spiders.
Yeah, might as well. Hey, mate, I had to take you through the ones that you got wrong. An occupation youth worker is what you're looking for. A board game Yahtzee. But well done, then we'll see you out there.
Ooh.
Thanks, mate.
It's going to be fair. What's the date you guys are matching up against?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you looked at the fixture?
Oh, I know that.
I don't look until the day.
Neither do I.
Well done, mate.
Might see you in 2 days.
Tell Steve the boss we said good morning.
Yeah, tell Steve hi. And you didn't win any money, so you got to keep working.
Guys, it's amazing how the opinion of a single person can really, like, bolster you. Just amazingly so. But in the same breath, tear you down completely. Because our 2 4-year-old twins, you know, they both go to the same daycare. And quite often what they have is like student educators come in and do their placement there. Mm. And what normally happens in those situations is they get a breadth of knowledge by looking at all the children and seeing what the other educators do. But they also often have a focus child.
What does that mean?
So a kid that you kind of monitor their progress based on your teaching towards them.
Almost like a control study sort of thing.
It's like a test. It's like a test rat.
Yes, pretty much. Now, our boy...
Is that test rat getting the real pills or the sugar pills?
Who knows?
Heaps
of pills being doled out. And for some reason, everybody who comes to our daycare chooses Otis as the focus child.
How many times has he been a focus child?
I think 4 times.
Really?
And they've only been there for 2 years.
Harriet never been a focus child?
Harriet never been asked.
Yeah, because she's stone cold, that girl.
Yeah.
She got no time of day for anyone.
You're not getting a lot out of Harriet.
No.
But Otis has been asked quite a bit. I think he's quite an engaged kid. And, you know, it's easy to ask him questions and he'll give you an answer.
He sort of show off in front of the people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a confident kid.
Right.
Anyway, this particular student educator was doing a placement and you've got to sign a form saying that, you know, like your kid can be their focus child.
Special child.
Yeah. Anyway, she'd been there for a week and she pulled me aside and we were talking about these things called magnetiles and how they'd been building, how Otis decided to build a satellite that day. I'm just like...
Build a satellite?
A satellite?
It's magnetized.
How does he know what it is? And it's like, they're like almost big magnet Lego.
Okay.
They're kind of just plates of plastic with magnets on the side that can just attach in any way.
He made a satellite out of those.
He made a satellite. And I was like, how do you know what a satellite is?
Yeah.
He is N.H. Gill's son.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't taught him about satellites.
Oh, you're not up to satellites
yet.
No,
that's next year, Jess. No. Jeez, he's already
jumping
ahead.
They're still on dinosaurs. Was that thoracic and Jurassic and...
Thoracic?
What's
that region of your spine?
What's that other?
Triassic.
And
Cretaceous.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're still on that, are we? Anyway. Not on satellites yet.
Well, we've done some space gear. You know, we've done the planets and stuff.
Oh,
and
there you go. Yeah,
Pluto was a planet.
You've
been flirting
with satellites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Has he done some, you know, individual learning, learned himself about satellites?
Well, it would appear so. Anyway, when I asked how he knew about satellites, she almost lowered her voice and goes, he is a extremely bright child.
Ooh.
And I was just like,
extremely.
Whoa. And I was like, I'm like, gifted? She's like, you know, he's an extremely bright child.
Is he a prodigy?
Well, after this chat, I was just like, hello, we've got the next genius on our hands.
Scholarships.
Yeah, scholarships. Yeah. Obviously got his mum's brain. But the problem was that the very next day, we were speaking to an educator at a different thing that they do to go and get some education from. And we were speaking about just Otis and Harriet and all that kind of stuff. And we were just like, so we heard that Otis like is quite gifted. We've been, you know, looking up on the internet about
special schools.
Yeah, yeah, special schools and like
you'd
how
start
to progress
going
that.
Everywhere down the track. Yeah, hey, yeah. Oh my god, we've got one. We've got
totally.
A savant.
Do we
yeah.
buy
got
a French horn or yeah. do we buy another really difficult some sort of cello?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, yeah, yeah. What app is he going to invent?
Yes, yeah. What Latin tutor should we get him to expand his mind?
How do we harness this?
Do you start speaking differently at home at dinner? Like you start speaking bigger words and things?
Yeah. They're already a relatively tall family, but they're all standing a little bit taller because I've got a prodigy in the family.
Harriet's getting a lot less attention now.
Anyway, so we spoke to that educator and we were like, you know, we heard that Otis is a very bright child. How do you see this manifesting? And she's just like, oh, I don't know, maybe a bit above average.
Oh.
I'm just like, oh. But she really had to squeeze out her compliments to be able to even concede that he was a little bit above average.
All the air out of the tires.
This was less than 24 hours later.
Who's the first one who gave it to you? One of the student teachers.
Yeah.
And this chick's like a fool. She's been in the industry for a while.
20 plus years.
Oh, okay.
And she's his regular teacher.
Yeah. I got so embarrassed by the fact that I'd gone down this path that I actually went and deleted my internet history of looking up.
Cleared the browser.
Cleared the browser of the Latin tutors in Newcastle and whatever else.
So why did this?
You know, what if we find some middle ground? Extremely bright's one opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe above average is another.
Are we basing this all on the satellite magnetiles? Because maybe there needs to be a few more tests
we need more tests.
Teacher lady's just uncoordinated with magnetiles and she's like, my God, how did you get those connected back here? Yeah. So
put this kid on Lego Masters.
Yes, he could have a future in Lego Masters.
Oh, he loves his Lego.
Yeah. Mm. He can make Brickman cry.
But he gets very into Lego, but he takes things very literally. We were doing inventions the other day with Lego. And so I'm just trying to come up with the wackiest stuff I can.
Yeah, what do you got down? What do you got, wacky guy?
And I had these two, a guy and a girl on either side at these control panels with this laser that spun around and shot up in the sky.
Wacky!
And I said it was a rain laser and it shoots rain down so that we can grow more things in our garden. And he goes,
we've got enough rain, Dale. We don't need a rain laser.
Well, do you know what his reaction was? Yeah. He genuinely started sobbing and going, so we always have to come inside. Like, yeah, I guess so, buddy.
You're like, you just stare at him, you look down, you're like, why aren't you a genius?
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
I don't know why I have this story, Ducko. I thought you were our batch chat guy.
No, I thought I was too. Have I lost my privileges?
But maybe because there's Teletubbies news.
Oh, I'm a Teletubbies guy as well.
Yeah. I've been handed.
There's only a couple of things that trump Bachelor news. It's Yu-Gi-Oh news and Teletubby news. And I've apparently got them both.
Okay, I'll quickly race through the batch news. Because you told us late last week there's going to be three batchies.
Yep. Yes.
Felix is a pro basketballer.
Yep.
Thomas is a former restaurant manager turned fitness icon.
Mm-hmm.
And Jedediah is a drummer with some neck tats.
Yeah. They're all very interesting looking in their own
ways.
They're
not related. They're not like Becky and Ellie Miles, a la the sisters.
Yeah.
This is just three dudes plucked out of obscurity.
Okay.
What I did want to touch on, though, is they were on the project last night.
Oh.
And Thomas, the former restaurant manager turned fitness icon, he's Italian. He had this to say.
So I expect things to get a little bit more loose and hotter, like in a few weeks, and maybe even more romantic.
I want to drill down on the maybe even more romantic, because reports are saying that it's going to copy the US format and have the fantasy suite.
What does that mean?
Which is not something we've had in the Australian edition before.
It's like a sex room.
It's a sex room. The final three female contestants often get the chance to stay the night with the Bachelor.
Yeah, baby.
And now the fantasy suite is like a part of the competition. Yeah.
There you
right.
Go.
There okay. you go. So it's the first time we've seen the fantasy suite.
It's going
played
to be
out.
Very interesting.
It's
how this
going
goes.
To be interesting with three dudes. There's no red carpets. We're not going to meet all the ladies like we usually do. It's just going to start with dates.
Mm.
Start with dates.
I assume there's no cameras in the fantasy suite.
Yeah, there is. I've got to film everything. Well, sign your life away.
I mean, it's The Bachelor.
It's a fine line, you know, between adult film and Bachelor. But
totally.
Reality TV, okay. You know.
Channel 10. I've got to spice it up. They're competing with Netflix, Stan, Binge, Disney+, Paramount+, Amazon, and Apple TV. They got to do something to stay relevant.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. So watch this space.
I can also
tell you my insider who went on a date with the basketballer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Last week. Date went well. She's now off filming.
Okay.
Won't see her for a few months.
See if you can get a pipeline to the fantasy suite.
Yeah.
Just get the inside goals.
Okay. I'll keep you updated. You. Trending right now. Everyone's favourite TV show. Did you know from 97 to 01? This was majority a 90s show, the Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
Oh, really?
Dinky Winky.
Winky Winky.
Dipsy.
La
la.
La la.
Ho.
What?
Oh, is it still going?
Teletubbies.
Just let it go.
Teletubbies. Say hello.
So now, you're telling me they've been rolling out the same episodes for 21 years?
Yeah. Whoever was on that, whoever made that show was on acid. There's no doubt about it.
No, absolutely. The baby son is the most terrifying thing on TV.
It's all terrifying.
Don't worry about the fantasy suite. The baby son is what we need to be talking about.
But I want to talk about their grassy home, Tubby Land. You know, the rolling, lovely green grass.
Is that what it's called?
Tubby Land. Yeah, and you're always just like, that's where their home is, and that's what you want to, you know, like just...
It looks like the Microsoft Windows background.
Yeah.
You know, there's that perfect green grass, that rolling hill, beautiful sky, one perfect cloud.
Mm. Yeah. Apparently a fair few fans. It's actually a privately owned farm of a landowner. It's situated in Wimstone, Warwickshire. It's a private field. And apparently the landowner, who is a farmer, got so sick of people coming and taking photos and rolling down the grass.
Oh, okay.
Like people were going to Tubby Land and just having a field day and having a lol.
Sure, there's a couple of Tinky Winkies or who's a Dinky Winky?
We've avoided Teletubbies
Tinky
somehow.
It's Tinky Winky. Yeah. I'm sure there were a couple of people dressed as Tinky Winky coming around rolling around this farmer's crops.
Absolutely. They can't have been sober.
Dipsy, get back in the car.
Come on, Queen.
Tipsy, whipsy. 13, 10, 60. To finish this very sentence, adulthood is... Because to me, adulthood is getting annoyed and disoriented when they change the layout of your supermarket on you.
Oh, man. Isn't that the worst thing ever?
I wouldn't even say when the one I go to changes, but going into any new Woolies, I can't wrap my brain around it. Why is the cheese in the Mayfield Woolies in such a different spot to the Markertown Woolies?
I don't know.
The Markertown Woolies changed their eggs like a couple of months ago, moved them, and God, the uproar.
I grew up with eggs on the shelf, and now eggs are chilled, and I still can't. What changed? Did we talk to the chickens? How? Yeah. And we decided they should now be chilled.
Yeah. And then how do you find stuff that's on the back wall because it's not in the store guide?
Oh,
you know, at the end of each aisle?
It's not allocated on a little menu.
No.
Yes.
So you don't know how to find it. I saw another couple of rippers. So another one of mine is adulthood is having a favourite type of spreadable butter. But mate of mine texted me this one through, which is great. Adulthood is eating right and exercising every single day to maintain a body that's 10 kilos overweight.
Or stretching before you exercise or whatever. No matter what you do, you have to stretch.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Producer Snooze and I went to a picnic yesterday out in Broke and literally I was sitting down for, it would have been 25 minutes, got up and I literally was like, my hips.
I've been sitting down for too long.
I was in a dress, but I needed to pop a squat to the stretch out the hip flexors. I'm 31. This is adulthood is, stretching your hip flexors before you do anything.
100%. Yeah. It's also for me, it's checking my Metamucil thoroughly as to how much the optimum time is and when I can take it and how much I can have. Just so my bowels run on time.
Yep. For me, adulthood is trying to decide if the doormat at the front of the house should match the one at the back of the house so we can wipe our feet when we come in from the backyard, or if it'd be fun to get two different ones.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's so crazy.
We can't have a welcome one that says welcome at the back.
No.
Can you?
Well, I'm welcoming myself back into the home.
We're welcoming robbers coming in from the back door. You never know.
I still like them to have a pleasant experience.
people online have said adulthood is looking both ways before you cross the street and then getting hit by an aeroplane. So maybe a pessimistic view of life there.
Maybe.
no matter what, life will get you. Yeah. Hey?
Lolly Waters has got in touch and said adulthood is hiding your shampoo and conditioner so your kids don't make potions with them.
Oh, that happened last night. I reckon they sunk about $100 of Georgette's products because we're all sharing a shower at the moment. Just down the drain. Look, it makes bubbles.
Oh no.
That's $80 down the drain. But this one, having to decide for the rest of your night what you're going to have for dinner. Every day for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
That's the hardest thing.
That's the worst.
Tell you what adulthood is.
Yeah.
Once you finish one meal, thinking about, I wonder what's going to be the next one.
So true.
We had a pasta for lunch. What am I going to do for dinner?
Can I do a positive spin on that sort of train? Jerry Seinfeld once did a stand-up about this. Adult who is realizing that you can ruin any appetite you want. An appetite is just going to come around. Again, another corner. Do you know what I mean?
So
your parents
true.
Always, you're going to ruin your appetite if you have cookies before dinner.
Yeah.
It's all right. There's another appetite just on its way.
Yeah, it'll digest those cookies.
Exactly. I'll be hungry again eventually. It's fine, Mum.
So true. Yeah.
So 13 10 60, give us a call. Adulthood is ... $500 to spend on fuel for Call of Fame. Up for grabs. We'll go next.
We're going to go to Lou in Aberglasson. Mm. What's adulthood to you?
Having to wear pants. It's totally overrated.
Yeah, massively.
Yeah. Well, what's the cutoff age you think where kids have to start wearing pants? You know how it's fine, and then I guess when age you're like, yeah, you'd be too old for that.
Like six?
My 9-year-old son still gets about in his underpants, and that's like apparently acceptable. So, you know, I think you know, when you start getting into the teenager stage, that's probably a little bit unacceptable.
Yeah, maybe.
Our daughter, like, if she's come home from a long day, pants straight off.
Just see you
it's
later.
It's the equivalent of taking the bra off, I can imagine. Yeah. For a little girl, it's like, pants are coming off.
Yes, geez, what a day.
Seriously, Kylie's in Sawyer's Gully. Kylie, finish your sentence. Adulthood is?
Spending $400 at the supermarket. For an hour later, the teenager's saying there's nothing to eat.
Oh, that was me growing up. I was that teenager.
Me too.
I'd have half, I'd genuinely have half a loaf of bread with dip on it when I got home from school.
Oh, that would be so annoying.
So annoying, Kylie, but you're so right. That is the joy of adulthood.
Yeah, Danielle's in West Walls. And Danielle, adulthood is?
Putting the $10.26 mints back for the $10.17 mints.
Yeah. Bang. Bargains. How good is that?
Yeah, 436 grams now. I've got to get this 414-gram pack. Now I can buy that house I want.
Yeah. Every cent counts. You know?
That's a goodie. Thank you, Danielle. Riley and Thornton, finish the sentence. Adulthood is?
Having as much Milo as you want with your milk.
Yes! No one there to tell you, that's not right ratio. Back it off. Are you not leaving rest for the family? This is my bloody Milo.
You don't even need to put it in the milk.
Oh, my God. You can do whatever the hell you want, Riley.
Then you feel so sick after it when you have so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I do what I want.
Do you put it in first or at the top, Riley?
Not a lot of milk goes in, so I probably put it in first and then can judge how much milk I want in there.
Yeah, it's bloody Riley's prerogative. I remember one time my mum, I was eating a punnet of cherry tomatoes. She's like, you're going to get gout. I was like, Ma, I bought these cherry tomatoes myself. I can eat as many cherry tomatoes as I like.
I get gout.
I am an adult. If I get gout, it's my problem.
When you get gout, you're like, I should have listened to my mum.
You know what, though? God. Then I call my mum, I don't know how to fix gout. What do I do? Also, how long do I need to defrost the chicken?
Nico's in Tea Gardens. Nico, finish us off. Finish the sentence off, sorry. Adulthood is?
When plans get cancelled, you don't get sad. You get more excited.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like Nico's got like a meme in his room or something with that written down.
Especially when you're not the one who cancelled, but you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, no.
Damn it. We'll definitely reschedule.
Yeah.
Adulthood is also telling that a couple of friends you've got that we should definitely catch up. We'll catch up. And you never do.
Just never do it. And it's accepted.
Yeah.
Among all parties.
Yeah.
And Jess is in Warners Bay. Wrap us up, Jess. Finish the sentence. Adulthood is...
getting a brand new sponge for the kitchen.
And that's that,
the feeling of, washing the dishes with a brand new sponge. Oh, my God. There is no better feeling as an adult.
No better feeling than a new sponge.
When sex goes out the window, you've got a sponge.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Someone on the comments said how excited I got over a new spatula.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. New pans, new fry pans. And knives, new kitchen knives.
New kitchen
how
knives.
How easy are they to clean?
Gifting a knife is a very adult thing to do. I got Gussie knives for Christmas one year. So it felt very adult.
We went knife shopping.
Wow, did you dedicated an afternoon to knives.
Yeah, knife shopping. Going in, you know, the thinness of the blade and the fineness of how sharp you can
go
get.
Japanese steel. I've heard the Japanese steel
it's
is good.
It's soft, but it's temperamental.
Oh, jeez, isn't it? But right now, though, we're going to Gilly's people.
Oh, yeah?
The Amish.
Oh, I thought you meant folk musicians.
The butter churners.
The butter churners.
Yeah, great.
As we know, you know.
The beardy men.
The beardy men.
What are they up to? I'll know, but you tell everyone else.
Yeah. Well, there's been a low-speed police chase in Ohio in America.
Yep.
Involving an Amish man and a horse and carriage.
Sensational.
Now, Amish, I presume, everything I've looked up, I don't think they're allowed to drink.
Oh, okay.
It says the three drinks served for Amish are water, coffee, and garden tea.
Pardon my ignorance, and Gilly, I'll direct this question to you.
He's the Amish expert.
Is Amish a way of life, or is Amish a religion?
I thought it was a way of life.
Okay.
Some of them kiss and hold hands while they're together. Others don't even kiss before they get married with their partner.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Full way of life.
Yep. They're off-grid.
They're off-grid. Yeah.
I might be wrong, by the way. Yeah. But
you're the
I think.
Amish guy. How can you be wrong?
That's what I believe in.
Anyway, there were these police officers that discovered, because they got all these 911 calls, there's a horse going all over the road. All over this road. This horse is swaying. The carriage, there's a guy slumped over in the carriage, head in his knees, but not doing anything.
Oh, God.
People worried this guy was, you know, seriously hurt.
Yeah, or he's dead.
So the cops come. They're trying to shake. They're ramming the carriage a bit. They're shaking it. They're trying to get over because they're going about, you know, between 15 to 20 Ks an hour.
Are you telling me the horse wasn't pulling over for
the sirens?
The
horse wasn't pulling over. Because how's this for a good horse? Let's call him Patches. Patches just knew where home was and was just trying to get the guy home.
Yeah. Patches a homing pigeon.
Yeah, Patches was on the way. Patches was on the way home.
He's
Patches.
Like, oh, old Jedediah's passed out in the carriage. I was going to take him home.
I was hoping it was called Jedediah. The guy's just called Nathan Miller.
Nathan!
No!
Nathan Miller?
Like, that's not Amish.
He's a born-again Amish.
Yeah. Obviously, if he's drinking. And supposedly, because Amish don't drink ever, this guy only had three beers.
Is he new to the community?
He might be. Oh, okay. Or maybe he's lashing out. Oh. You know what I mean? The butter wasn't churned properly, and he's like, stuff this.
Also, it's tough for police in America because you can't shoot out the tire of a wagon.
You can't.
It's just wood.
What do
it's
you do?
It's wood.
And they're not going to shoot the poor horsey, obviously.
Obviously.
So eventually what they had to do is they had to call for backup. So there was four cop cars. they got two of the cars to go in front slowly and veer off so the horse had no more road. Oh. And they had to stop. So the horse tried to go off the road, then couldn't. And the horse came to a halt. And then they got two carriages behind so the horse wouldn't try and turn around.
Okay.
Eventually stopping the carriage. It said it took about 45 minutes.
Wow.
No one was harmed, including Nathan Miller or Jedediah.
Jedediah.
They breathalyzed him. He was well over. They woke him up and the horse was on the route home and going the correct route.
That's amazing. Wow. And I guess you can't, can you get done for DUI when you're behind the wheel of a horse if he's not actually got the reins in his hands? Mm. Like, I've heard you can get done for being on a scooter, for being on a bike.
But you're controlling it, aren't you?
Yeah. Exactly. Even motorized eskies. However, yes, even those gentlemen that scoot around in those motorized lounges, you know, the ones that go up and down the foreshore, I don't think you control those under the influence.
No.
But if he's just sleeping, essentially, Jedediah is the one driving. Well, I mean, Patches is the one driving.
So true. Unless Patches is on the Bud Lights as well, because they said the three Bud Light cans fell out of the door when they opened the carriage door.
Oh, no.
If you've got a drinking horse, be a bit more low-key about it. Like,
totally.
Maybe don't take the full carriage and everything
go
like that.
Go the back route. Don't be going down the main road.
Tell Patches, you know, don't be coming down the highway.
Yeah.
Maybe just tie yourself to the horse's back.
That's what he needed to do.
Lash yourself in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like on a knight's tail.
Yeah. Well, just to the side, like a little side sack.
Oh, okay.
It made me realise, like, back in the day when it was only horse and carriages and stuff, and there was no cars invented yet. Everyone just rode their horse and stowed it at a pub and then just got blind. The horse would have taken everyone home.
Yeah, you're right. It's not like they're leaving the horses there overnight.
They would have been the best Uber drivers ever.
Yeah.
Apparently it's still illegal in Australia if somebody wants to ride a horse to work to not have a tether for their horse at the workplace.
You're telling me if I want to rock up tomorrow here, buy a horse and there's no tether, I can sue?
Yeah. You can.
Are you joking? How quickly can we get a horse, producer Snooze?
Let's get it in.
Hey, guys, as somebody who copped it on this very show for explaining that occasionally I rinse out Ziploc bags and reuse them. Because I don't like waste.
Yes. Oh, it's just good from you.
Absolutely. And we were hesitant to make fun of you for that because, yes, we also don't like waste.
No.
And any sort of reuse, reduce, recycle is great. But, God, it just sounded weird.
Oh, well. I've got a smug little look on my face this morning because I think somebody's gone further than me and is a little bit weirder as far as not liking waste.
Okay.
So a vegan mum has said online, I feel like I'm about to have my feelings hurt posting this because I need you to settle a debate for me.
Yeah.
So here's what happened.
Of course, go to the internet, darling.
Yeah, it's really good when the vegans take to the internet looking for support.
You know how, like, when there's a doctor, you call them, like, Dr. Such and Such or Sir Such and Such or whatever. Like,
Professor whatever.
Professor. Are vegans, is their title Vegan Such and Such?
It always does seem to come up, doesn't it?
Does.
Even Joel, the guy we're interviewing from the Big Brother, in the dot points that Producer Snooze has prepared for us, it's the third dot point.
Yeah.
He's a vegan.
Yeah.
So you always find out.
Yeah. I know. I'm not saying I'm Nick, I'm a radio host and an omnivore. Like...
No, you're too normal.
Maybe we should start.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, so this vegan mum has posted that she doesn't like waste. So her son, she served him up a non-vegan, like creamy-ish pasta for lunch.
Right. Well, that's already a tick. You know, sometimes the vegan parents get into trouble because they're trying to raise small children as vegan and mm-hmm. they get into health complications.
Yes.
So that's good. She's serving him, you know, like dairy.
Milk products. Yes. Yes. So he didn't touch his pasta. He just didn't like it.
Mm. Oh, he's a vegan. Also.
Possibly. Anyway, so she has rinsed the pasta. She's put the whole meal back in a colander. And then she rinsed it under the tap, cleaned off the pasta, made a kimchi sauce, put it back onto the pasta, and then that was her lunch. And she wanted to ask the internet, is this a little bit weird?
Did she reheat? Is kimchi? Firstly, what's kimchi sauce?
That's it's mushroom, isn't it? Kimchi mushroom.
I thought kimchi was like sauerkraut. I don't know.
What, oh, is it?
I don't know what kimchi is.
Kimchi's good for your guts. I know that. I always thought it came like almost shredded cabbage.
Oh yeah, it is.
So
creamy.
Was it cold?
Yeah. She reheated the sauce and probably stirred through the pasta and warmed it back up. By the looks of the video,
I hate it. I hate all of it.
But like, you can wash sauce off pasta, and the pasta would still taste okay. Like, you could do that.
Are you doing that?
I mean, I personally wouldn't, but I just eat it. But like, I don't.
Wouldn't you just glad wrap it, put it in the fridge, and then that's his lunch for the next day? You know, don't parents try and teach their kids that if you don't eat it, this is going to sit here for you. Teach the child to eat.
Maybe she had a hankering for the kimchi, whatever it is, and she just went, you know what, I'm just going to wash this off.
I just hate the phrase wash the pasta. Yeah. It just feels wrong. I know you cook it in water.
Yeah, yeah.
But putting it back in a bath feels really wrong and blasphemous, and I feel like we could start a war with Italy.
Yeah. And you'll be a great 1970s mum, I reckon, Jess, because mum's
back in the fridge. Like, yeah, that's back what you're in the eating. Fridge,
breakfast, here's your pasta again. Here's your cold pasta. Don't want to eat it? That's fine.
Yep.
Here's your lunch. Boom. Till you eat this pasta, you're not getting any
that's
other
right.
food.
That's right. We don't have a microwave in our new house, so cold. There you go. Jeez. Till you eat it.
Couldn't live without a microwave.
Yeah, we don't know where the previous owners put one. Like, there's no space for it. Anyway, it's a moot point, but I don't like it.
All right. Well, you're not alone. A bunch of people have been like Ducko, saying, I mean, it's weird, but it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, like, I can actually see it working and still not ruining the taste that much.
Yeah.
Like,
some people saying, personally, I think it's brilliant, but a bit odd. But then most of the 440 comments have been, absolutely not.
No.
And as a guy who rinses his own Ziploc bags, it's a no from me.
No, but your kids sometimes get fussy with what they eat.
Oh, they're
very you're cooking
fussy.
Like 3 meals a day, 4 meals a day per meal.
Well, no, we won't cook them separate meals, but if they don't eat it, we just eat it.
They only eat like salmon and pork loin chops and
Dauphinoise cheese
and blue cheese. And
Which is like you're shooting for the stars, but if you miss, you're just falling into lava because if you give them lamb cutlets and they decide not to eat it, that's an expensive loss.
Yes, that's what I bought Otis when we had that barbecue at my house and he licked the rosemary off it and I was like, someone better eat that. Gilly ended up eating it, but I was like, wrong to eat a chop that my
friends... So you could wash the chop and then re-eat that.
Rinse a chop?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I once saw Otis have sashimi, and I got him some sushi. He's like, here you go, buddy. I know you like sushi. Spat at my face.
Did he?
He's like, you peasant. Jeez.
Did you not get the right one?
I didn't get the right one.
Jeez, you got him the chicken one. He's like, get me the raw tataki bluefin tuna.
How dare you?
Sounds like it.
106.9 10K Alpha Bucks.
Oh yeah, you know how it works. You got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Got to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice. And if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We come back if there's time. We want to give this away. So I think we need to go to Adamstown Heights. We need to go to Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hello, good morning.
Danny, we hear that you are a teacher and you've got the whole classroom involved in practicing.
Do you know we do this almost 5 days a week, so hopefully it's on my side today.
Perfect. Can you say what school you're at, Danny, if you want to?
Just the Newcastle region, in case my kids come to school and they're like, we saw you, we heard you on the radio. So
okay, the pressure's on.
I'm in Newcastle.
Okay. You're in Newcastle.
Primary
all right.
school.
Okay.
Let's do the school proud.
Yeah.
The classroom proud, Danny. You are representing all the kids in this moment, okay?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go.
All right, it's my favourite letter for you, Danny. It's
J. Oh,
J. J for Jess.
J for Jagerbomb.
Oh, it's not my favourite, but we'll give it a crack.
All right, okay. Come on, Danny. Good
come
attitude.
On, Danny.
All right. 10,000. I've got a good vibe about Danny.
Me too.
Danny. Your time will start after the first question. Here we go. Starting with the letter J. We need you to name a country.
J.
Jamaica.
A movie.
Ooh, I'm stuck. Pass.
A girl's name.
Jenny.
An ocean animal.
Pass.
A food.
Jelly.
A TV show.
This is hard, guys. Pass.
A celebrity.
Jennifer Lopez.
A clothing brand.
Jag.
A verb.
Jump.
A kid's toy.
Pass.
Danny.
I thought I had that one.
As if you haven't practiced movie in your classroom, Danny.
Yeah.
You're going to kick yourself when you hear what the movie could have been, too.
I know. All right, well, you got six.
No.
Okay. And you get a produce pack as well for all your market fresh produce, eggs, honey, and more. Contact Miss Melon's Fruit and Veg. Not you, though. You've got the produce pack.
An apple a day for the teacher.
Exactly.
That's a thing, isn't it?
Sure is.
Hey.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. Wow. To take you through them, a movie, Juno, Jurassic Park.
Jumanji.
Oh. Ocean Animal, Jellyfish, a John Dory, a TV show, Jane the Virgin, Jackass, and a kid's toy, Jenga, Jack in the Box, Jigsaw Puzzle.
Yes, you're so on that one. Sorry, guys.
Thank you. I nailed it.
So, we accept your apology.
It's okay, Danny.
Disappointed.
Yeah. At least you didn't say the schools.
Yeah, that's cool.